You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
And so this morning's message is called Reset. 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 I'm believing for each, for all of us. For me personally, I'm believing that this is a reset moment, a restore moment. For those of you who maybe let your battery go flat on your laptop and you're blessed enough to have an operating system that restores all the tabs that were open. I won't tell a story right now. You can ask Naomi about it later. This is a moment that is going to propel us as a church, propel us into each and every good thing that God has destined for us, that God has prepared for us, that God has planned for us as his sons and daughters, as we've already heard this morning. Hence today's prayer point, families, our personal families, our church families, sons and daughters together. You know, there are things in our lives that we find really easy to hit the reset button on. Things like diet, or just Monday, resetting Monday. Maybe that's a weekly thing for some of us. A fitness regime. Come Monday, that gym membership that has cost me $14 a week for the last 14 months, I'm going to use it. This isn't my testimony, by the way. Somebody else is at our church. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe it's a morning alarm. You're really good at hitting the reset on the morning alarm. Maybe doing well at work. Maybe chores. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna do those things that I committed to. Maybe it's school. Whatever it is. The truth of the matter is some of those reset buttons get hit a little too often, amen? A little too often. But that's okay. This month is a month of spiritual reset. And I truly believe that as a spiritual reset, as a personal revelation and revival happens in each and every single one of us, that some of those other things are actually going to come into line. Be motivated for this 21 days. Refocus. Strip off the weights and burdens and thoughts and practices that might be slowing you down from following Jesus with all of your heart and soul as you deeply desire to want to do that. You know, you may have got some things wrong. You may have even failed. But you're not disqualified. You are not disqualified. Maybe you took a wrong turn. Maybe it was just a bump in the road. Maybe it was just a bad decision. I prophesy of each of us today. It was a bad decision, but it can be reset. It can be restored and it can be resolved and renewed in Jesus' name. You know, maybe you need a reset in your mind, your body, your spirit. Maybe it's all of the above. It's okay. Jesus is all about healing and restoring. He's all about healing and restoring. In fact, he was constantly found resetting and restoring vision, physical ailments, thoughts that deceive us, emotional function, joy, passion. He was constantly found resetting and healing and restoring those things in people. Perhaps there may be some things that you do or say or think that originally started with self-protection but now have maybe become self-denial. So I know those things don't control you as much as what you might think they do. Originally it was self-protection to keep people at arm's length, but it's turned into something else. It's time to reset those things in Jesus' name. Thoughts like, everything's okay. It's just a season. I can stop this anytime I like. I'm just a little upset. I'll make contact with them once this busy patch is over. All very real, true, possible, perhaps even legitimate thoughts and feelings, unless they dominated your entire 2018. Unless they dominated half of your 2018. That's not the place that God has called you to live and outwork from. He wants to reset so you can live in a powerful place. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Where does he want to reset us to? One thing to talk about it, but where is he resetting us to in this time of prayer and fasting? It's time for a reset. It's time for the breath of the Spirit to breathe peace, space for processing, healing, clear vision, joy, comfort, closeness, whatever it is that God wants to perfect in you. It could be simple. It could be complicated. But it's worth it. You are worthy of a reset. You're worthy of it. You know, there's plenty of people in the Bible who needed space to reset. The woman with the issue, she needed a reset. 12 years too long. She needed a reset in Jesus' name. The man on the stretcher who was lowered from the ceiling, he needed a reset in his body, needed healing. The guy who fell asleep then fell from the third store window because Paul preached too long. I promise I will not do that this morning. We have no three-story windows. Peter cut off an ear, denied Christ, lied, yet always learning, always receptive of God's grace and forgiveness and a repentant heart. Are you ready for the reset? I'm ready. I'm ready for the spiritual reset in this 21 days. I believe that your reset for this 21 days is going to remind you or perhaps newly inform you of where you have been set. Maybe you don't even know where Christ has actually set you, where he's positioned you. You know, Jesus spoke very clearly with Peter about where Peter was set and positioned. Matthew 16, 13 to 20, it says this. When Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are people saying about who the Son of Man is? They replied, some think he is John the Baptizer, some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, or some other prophets. He pressed them, and how about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back, God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. Now I'm going to tell you who you really are. You ready for this morning, church? This is going to unpack for some of you this morning. So I didn't realize who I really was. You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I'll put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. And that's not all. You have complete and free access to God's kingdom. That's the place that we live in and from today in Jesus' name. Access to God's kingdom, keys to open any and every door, no more barriers between heaven and earth or earth and heaven and yes on earth, yes in heaven, and no on earth is a no in heaven. So he swore to his disciples to secrecy. That would have been a hard one to keep. I've got access to heaven. Whoa, don't tell anyone. Oh. So for those of you today, maybe you know that he's the living Christ. Maybe you don't know that he's the living Christ. Maybe you're in this place where I'm like, I'm kind of not sure. I'm just trying to figure this thing out. That's okay. There's space for you in this church to walk out that journey, to understand who Jesus is for you personally. But for those of you who do know he's the living Christ, he has set you and placed you in a position. He set Peter as a rock. We're going to find out where he set us. Be reminded today or be informed for the first time today that when you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, he places you just as he placed Peter. You're not free falling through life. He has placed you in a place. Where does he place you? Where have you been set? Well, in Ephesians 2 verse 6, this is what it says. He raised us up with him and seated us in the heavenly realms with his beloved Jesus, the anointed, the liberating king. Hang on, what? He did what? When I believed in Jesus, he raised me up and seated me in the heavenly places with Christ the anointed? Now, let's be honest. When you're changing a nappy, or when you're mowing the lawn, or when you're digging holes for fence posts, whatever it is that's that thing that just really gets at you, whatever it is, sometimes it's like, I really don't feel like I'm seated in the heavenly realms right now. But the truth and reality is that you have been raised up in Christ the anointed and seated at the right hand of the Father. Let's keep reading. He did this for a reason, so that for all eternity we will stand as a living testimony to the incredible riches of his grace and kindness that he freely gives to us by uniting us with Jesus the anointed. For it's by God's grace that you've been saved. You received it through faith. It was not our plan or our effort. It's God's gift, pure and simple. You didn't earn it. Not one of us did. So don't go around bragging about that. You must have done something amazing. For we are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives, created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works that God arranged long ago. Just as he placed Peter, so too has he placed you. Just as he placed Peter, he places you. This is what it says in Ephesians 2:19. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. The kingdom of faith is now your home country. Where are you placed? You're placed in the kingdom of faith. It is your home country. No longer wandering. No longer, where do I fit in this world? You belong. You belong because you've been placed in the kingdom. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. You belong in this church. God has planted you. You belong in the kingdom. God has placed you. You are set and seated at the right hand of the Father with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using us all, irrespective of how we got here, in what he is building. He used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation. Hello, Peter, the rock on which you would build his church. Now he's using you, fitting you brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day by day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it. A temple in which God is quite at home. Stone by stone, brick by brick. We are the temple that God dwells in. Where do I fit? Where have I been set to? You've been set to make up the temple that God dwells in. Just pause for a moment and think about that. When you're mowing the lawn, when you're changing a nappy, when you're digging a fence post, when you're cleaning up chickens, we are the temple that God has chosen to build and dwell in. That is who you are. That is where you've been set to. Let that just like, if your brain isn't just going, it's like, really? Me? God's grace and kindness redeemed us, restored us, made us pure and holy so that he could dwell in us, his church, his people. This is what it says in 1 Peter 2:5. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. You are the living stones. Just in case you needed more convincing and truth from the Word of God, the living, breathing Word of God, you are living stones. You are living stones that God is building. This is what I'll say over you, just as the scriptures begin to unpack even more this morning. We are living stones, destined, placed, designed, set apart, designated, and appointed. Because maybe if you're like, oh, that's pretty good. I'm a living stone in the temple. That's enough for me. There is more for you in the scriptures this morning about where God has set you to. That's just the start point of salvation. That's the start point of salvation. We're living stones, destined, placed, designed, set apart, designated and appointed by God himself in the building of the temple. This is where you've been set. This is where you've been placed. This is where you belong. And it's for beautiful purposes, isn't it? We read it in verse 10 of Ephesians 2. For we are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lives. Why? Because there's a whole lot of stuff that he's called us to do as his people on planet Earth. Works that he's arranged for us to do. We read a couple of weeks ago out of Acts 13:47. And this is what it says. This will fulfill what the Lord has commanded us. I have destined you. We're placed, we're set, we're appointed. He has destined each and every single one of us. I've destined you to become a beacon light for the nations and release salvation to the ends of the earth. The good works that he accomplished long ago, he's destined us to be a beacon light. Now, I speak this over you, into your minds. You can do this. You can do this. You're a light distributor. You can do this. It's like, oh, I don't have much. Do you have the light of Jesus in you? Distribute it. Be a beacon light for people. They're wandering around in a place of darkness. Maybe there's stuff going on in their family. Maybe there's traumatic things that have happened. Maybe their children are ill. Maybe whatever it is, be a beacon light so they can have the light of Jesus shone into their life. You're a light distributor and you're a salvation bringer. You are destined, placed, designed, set apart, designated and appointed. That's where you've been set to in Jesus' name. Now, maybe this morning, if you needed some more convincing, let's look to the word this morning for us to be convinced. Amen. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. But you're God's chosen treasure. Whoa. You are God's chosen treasure. That's who you are. Sitting in this building, on your seat right now, you are God's chosen treasure. Say that 8 times fast. Priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart. That's who you are. That's where you've been set to. That's where you're seated, the right hand of the Father. You've been set apart. As God's devoted ones, he called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. That's why you're now beacon lights, salvation bringers. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. Emotional, physical, spiritual challenges. I know that this is true for some people, but I know that for others, this is definitely going to be true, but I don't know about it. There've been emotional challenges and physical challenges and spiritual challenges, and they threaten to take you down. Perhaps one or all of these things have threatened to take you out. But I say this, know this is your reset moment. May have threatened to take you out and take you down, but know this time as you pursue everything that God has for you, know this is your reset moment. This is the Spirit of God that's going to breathe breath into your body. It's going to fill you with power and boldness over this time. This is what it says in Colossians 3, just as Emily comes. Colossians 3, verse 1. Since then you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Where have you been seated? What did the scripture say this morning? God has raised you up and seated you as a co-heir at the right hand of the Father with Jesus. Set your heart. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about when we set our heart, it's a moment of resolve. Resolve in your heart. Remember where you're seated. Set your hearts on the things above. God has placed you there. I want to encourage you as you set your heart to that place where you've been seated. Things that used to just wipe you out. The perspective change. As you look at those things from where you've been seated, from where you've been placed, the perspective change. It's a reset of vision, a reset of perspective. That's what God has got for. There's many of you who are like, I just can't see things clearly. The perspective change. Jesus, the healer, healing vision is going to cause you to see things as they are, not as they seem. Resolve in your heart for this 21 days of fasting. There's a reset coming in Jesus' name. Resolve in your heart, I am seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus. And to package this whole thing together for this morning, the deep thing that I'm believing for each and every single one of us. This 21 days of prayer and fasting, it's a spiritual reset for a personal revival in Jesus' name. A spiritual reset for a personal revival. You know, maybe for some of you, for the past while, it's just felt like you've been pushing a truck up a hill. It's like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can pour out this amount of energy. I don't know if I can pour out this amount of my brain every day just trying to deal with these things that I've been dealing with. A spiritual reset for a personal revival. God doesn't want you to push weights up a hill. It's time to strip off the burdens and strip off the weights. Will those things still exist in your world? Of course those things will still exist in your world. It's just the perspective that you're looking at.